Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Eating bad food was the only thing they could agree on, so Washington overhauled the food safety laws to make food safer. In an overwhelmingly nonpartisan vote, Congress stepped up to this latest legislative buffet, took a bite, and proclaimed it safe. Quote, "We didn't drop the ball this time like that mad cow thing a couple of years ago," said an unidentified legislative aide. They didn't touch the kids' meal toy ban issue because, to their credit, they realized that it didn't really affect childhood obesity as long as the parents did their job and ripped those video games from their children's hands and sent them out to physically get active. In addition, the iconic diagram of cow parts that hang on the wall in butcher shops may now include various woodland animals like squirrel and woodchuck, which could be utilized for food if there's a national worst-case scenario, like an angry birds or ticked-off pig scare. Gathered in front of, appropriately, a Safeway market in the Washington suburbs, some of the lawmakers said the hardest part of the new legislation for them to swallow was expanding the much-vaunted 3-second rule for dropped food, which would now be 5 to 7 seconds, depending on how far from the table or food preparation area it was actually dropped. They said, quote, "This is one area that we leave to you, because the cost of home monitors for enforcement would require funding similar to an average bank bailout." A few smirking senators added, "No one's really counting," as they winked at the gathered newspeople and said, "Just try to keep your floors clean, and we'll lower the standards as necessary." To make some sort of a point, a number of the assembled legislators dipped a couple of 7-second rule Fritos into a mayonnaise-based dip that had been sitting in the sun all morning and pronounced it tasty. Ambulances were lined up behind the building just in case. They maintained that food was still as safe as it can be, as long as your immune system is working properly, but due to some pesky lobbying by the pharmaceutical industry, vitamins may now move from the realm of dietary supplement to that of smokeless tobacco products, with a warning label that could say, being too healthy could be hazardous to your health. According to a survey by Consumer Reports, people said they were more likely to learn about food product recalls from TV news than from any other source, and in an effort to cut more corners, Washington urged consumers to watch more TV. Quote, "Let's work together to ensure our food supply is in good hands," intoned the head of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, while adding, "There's a steady supply of food service workers with valuable knowledge of handling food for small foreign countries, and those people are still alive, aren't they? Let's give them the chance to earn enough to keep those families fed, even though an overtime clause is not in the mix for any legislation in the foreseeable future." They then let their lobbyists take them to an expensive Washington restaurant for lunch. And that's your Radio Buzz.